Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka. Joining me in the studio is poet Caroline Goodwin, poet laureate of San Mateo County, and also daughter of Sitkins Bill and Nancy Yaw Davis. Welcome to Morning Edition, Caroline.
Thanks, Melissa. It's great to be here. Really appreciate you having me on the show.
Well, you're here. You're going to do a reading tonight, 6 p.m. at Old Harbor Books from your new collection, which is entitled Peregrine. And this is one of your stops on an Alaska tour, isn't it?
Well, yes, a little Alaska tour. I started up in Anchorage and gave a reading at the library there last week. And I've taught a couple of workshops through 49 writers and met some Alaskan writers. So that's been really fun. And now I'm here just enjoying this beautiful town. Looking forward to tonight.
So Peregrine is your new collection. How many collections do you have?
I have four what we call poetry chapbook collections, which are shorter than a full-length collection. A chapbook can go up to 40 pages, and there are wonderful chapbook presses all over making beautiful short books of poetry, and it's a tradition that dates back to, I don't know exactly when, but it used to be a way to distribute text and image in chapbooks by the chapmen. And I can't remember exactly.
It's an old tradition.
It is. So it's exciting, a little chapbook.
Well, and it seems like you enjoy doing interesting things with how you present your poetry, because you also have one of your collections is really teeny tiny, isn't it? Can you talk about that
it
one?
It is, sure. So I have a small poetry chapbook, a micro book, a pocketbook that was printed and put together in Wales in the UK by Stephen Hitchens, who has a little press. And it folds out. It's a tiny square. The collection is called Text Me Ishmael, which I think is pretty funny. And but it's five sonnets, and each page folds out. And you can read the sonnet and then fold it back in. It has a fluorescent green cover with a couple of boxers on the front having a fight.
It fits in the palm of your hand.
It sure does.
Well, your current collection is a traditional chapbook size.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to read us one of the poems, aren't you?
Sure. I will read the first poem, which is called The Visitor. And it begins with a little quote by the poet Robert Duncan from his statement on poetics. He writes, "A poem is news of an other life." So this is The Visitor. "Of a street lamp in the forest, magical bark, where you carve your own name, or what you imagine is your name, configuration of symbols, a bouquet of feathers in the throat, so many hooks and barbs, the plumed mouth, a little lake under the bright leaves." That's it.
Is there a unifying theme to, how many poems do you have in this?
This is a chapbook of six poems.
Okay.
And as far as theme, I think, one thing I love so much about this book is the blurbs I got from two younger poets who I admire very much, Matt Shears and Louise Mathias. And it's a lovely thing when people sit with your work and articulate what they take from it, right? So I would say, it's hard to know a theme when you're writing. It sort of comes as it does. But the book is dedicated to my friend Anne Marino, who passed from pancreatic cancer in 2014. And Anne was a colleague at California College of the Arts in San Francisco and a beautiful novelist. As we know, when you lose someone really quickly like that, it's just shocking. And the grief and the processing of the event, I think in our culture, we like resolution. We like to talk about, oh, I hope you get some resolution, or I hope that, but it doesn't ever really quite happen that way. And I think it's the book speaks to, I hope, that human fact that, grief comes and goes, and we live with it the best we can, but it doesn't really resolve. It's just part of being human.
The process of writing these poems and putting them together into a collection, Has that helped you move through that process?
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, making something that I can hold in my hands that to me means something to my friend. There's also a longer poem for a student of mine who I don't really even know how to find out what happened to him. I just know that he also is no longer with us on the planet. So, yes, definitely making this piece of art, it is helpful.
Well, it seems, you know, writing and putting together mm-hmm. a collection, it's a process, which is what grief is as well.
Definitely.
No ending necessarily, but a movement through time, you know?
Yes. You got it. That's exactly right, you know, and I think I did want the book to speak to that. It's you know, I think maybe a little bit hard to unpack. I have bits of songs by Metallica in there, you know, and little bits of text from Wikipedia. So I was like, okay, what's that doing there? But for me, it's just doing what it's doing, which is we all live in the information age right now and everything comes and goes. So.
Well, you are Poet Laureate of San Mateo County. Tell us about your life as a poet.
Well, okay, so so it's awesome. It's great. You know, I've met so many amazing people who are just doing the work of teaching poetry to our young people, talking about what poetry really is, the tradition of poetry, how old it is, and how many different languages and cultures treasure poetry and have poetry in their histories. So I, along with a lot of support by the libraries and county government in San Mateo County, sort of spearheaded a countywide poetry campaign called Poetry Is. And we call for poems from throughout the county on different topics. So we've hosted Poetry Is was our first event. The wonderful California Poet Laureate Al Young, who was Poet Laureate of California, came and helped us celebrate our communities in San Mateo County, which are very diverse. And we go from East Palo Alto to Atherton, and then there's tiny little unincorporated pockets of communities. There's so many different languages in San Mateo County. So poetry is... Al Young came and we had a really lovely event at the Belmont Library. And then we had Poetry is Love during February, and people wrote about who they love and what they love. And then we had Poetry is Heritage down in Redwood City. Poet Laureate of Santa Clara County came up and gave a beautiful reading. We had all different cultures present at that. And our next one, I'm hoping, is Poetry is Nature, because in San Mateo County we have redwoods and coastline and baylands and we have San Bruno Mountain with the Mission Blue Butterfly. So it's a terrific place to be Poet Laureate.
Are people really coming out and engaging with poetry?
Yeah, they really are. It's, you know, we're sort of sandwiched between San Francisco, which is, you know, a literary hub and has a long history with poetry, and Santa Clara County, which has San Jose and also, you know, a poetry center at San Jose State. So we're sandwiched in between there, and a lot of amazing working poets live in San Mateo County. So it's been a lot of fun.
Moving through Alaska on your little Alaska tour,
yeah. It's
a little bit like coming home for you.
Definitely. I would say more than a little bit like coming home. I mean, it's very, very powerful for me just as an artist to be in the landscape, to, you know, think about what we have here in Alaska, which is just really unbelievable. I mean, we have so much open space, number one, that's, you know, and then we have so many different languages and cultures here and living traditional communities that are, you know, centuries old. I was so happy to see the Tlingit names on the creeks when I drove out to Stargaven. You know, that happened sometime when I wasn't, you know, here. So that is, you know, it's very exciting and very inspiring and just, I think, very unique. So I love Alaska.
You were born and raised in Anchorage. Do you think you take some of that Alaskan identity and experience with you into San Mateo County and your poetry?
I just can't help it. I definitely do. And I think I'm supposed to be writing poems about San Mateo County, and I keep showing up at county government with my, you know, poems about Cat Leanne Street or my friends in Alaska, you know, and they're like, oh, there she goes again. But, you know, that's who I am, and that's what I do. So it's a powerful place that where you live, where...
Well, it seems like a lot of what I hear you saying you're hoping to explore with San Mateo residents through poetry is sort of like the intersection of culture and how it defines us and how it enriches our communities. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, you're going to bring the cultures that you grew up with to that conversation.
Yeah, it just kind of is part of, I guess you can't really help it, you know. And if, you know, poetry really is about finding a voice. And carving out, you know, your way in the world, you know, your belief system. It's a sort of a spiritual practice for me. So I do come back to the landscape and my experiences here that are, you know, really, really powerful and really, really special. It's I'm lucky, very lucky person.
Well, Sickens will have an opportunity to hear your poetic voice tonight.
Yep.
6 p.m. at Old Harbor Books, reading from your new collection, Peregrine.
Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've been speaking with Caroline Goodwin, poet laureate of San Mateo County, Alaska, born and read, reading from her collection of poetry tonight, 6 p.m. at Old Harbor Books.